Mesechet Kelim Perakit Chet Mishnah Tet Mita Shenignav Chetia O Abad Chetia. A bed that had become tamei, and it was taken apart, and half of it was stolen or lost. O Chalku Achin O Shutzvim Tahira. Or a bed that had become tamei, the two brothers inherited and split between them, or two partners split between them. The bed is now tar, it's no longer tamei. Now that it was split, it is not tamei at all, as you do not have a mita shlem, you don't have a complete bed, so therefore it's no longer makabel tumah. And even if each one of the brothers, or what's left of the bed after the half was stolen, is a prominent part of the bed, such as the arucha and the stake rayon, the long board that makes up the bed frame plus two legs attached to it, that you can put it up against the wall and still use it as a bed bedochek if you don't have anything else. Still, what's left is not makabel tumah, because since the other half is gone and will never be part of the bed again, what's left of the bed is not considered a kli, and it's not makabel tumah. Hechzi ruhu mikabel is tumah mikanu lahaba. If the part of the bed that's missing was returned, and now the bed was reassembled, the bed would be makabel tumah from now on. It is now considered a kli and would be makabel tumah. But the old tumah that it had before it was taken apart would not return, even though it's reassembled. That tumah is gone forever. Mita mitameh chavila, mitaheret chavila, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. A mita can only become tamei while it is a unit, while it is assembled. But if it is taken apart, each piece in itself cannot contract tumah. It's not considered a kli while it's apart. And so too, it can only become tar while it's a unit, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning to say, if the bed had become tamei and then was taken apart, and now you want to be matar the bed by dipping it into a mikvah, you cannot dip each piece separately into a mikvah. You have to reassemble the bed and then dip the whole bed into a mikvah. It could only become tar while it is assembled. The Chacham Maimrim mitama Eivarim umitaheres Eivarim. The Chacham disagree. They say a mita that was taken apart could become tummy. Each piece alone could become tummy. And so too, a bed that became tummy while it was assembled and then it was taken apart, you could be matar the bed by dipping each piece separately into a mikvah. And once you dip all the pieces in the mikvah, the entire bed will be torn. Mesechus Kelim Perikitef Mishal, from a fire kit, a mita alive tefillah. A mita that had become tummy is over, it's over, sat on it, or came into contact with the mace, and the mita became an avat tumah. And the mita was taken apart in order to dip it in the mikvah, as the mita was too big to be dipped in the mikvah without taking it apart. The person who has tovel the pieces of the bed will not become tummy from the bed, even though the bed is an avatuma, and an avatuma to be matame a person. But once the bed is taken apart, it's no longer tummy. Even though it's no longer tummy, we still have to be terrible. The pieces, as when we put it back together, the old tuma will return. Even though we saw in the previous mission that a mita that had half of the pieces stolen or lost, even when they're returned and the mita is put back together, the old tuma would not return. The answer is, in that case, it's different. Since we didn't know who would ever get back the pieces, the tumah is gone forever. But in this case, when we took it apart, we knew that we would put it back together. So therefore, the old tumah will return when we put it back together. And so too, the person who comes into contact with the rope of the mita, it has a rope that's woven to it in order to hold up the mattress. That rope also is tar. As when the mita is taken apart, the rope also becomes tar. As the rope does not become tummy in and itself, as a chevel is not makabel tumah, it's only tummy as part of the mita. So since it doesn't have its own tumah, it only has tumah from the mita. When the mita is taken apart, it no longer is tummy, so the person who came into contact with it would not become tummy. Hachevel me'emesai uchiba l'mita. When a rope is woven onto a bed, at what point is it considered attached to the bed, so that when the bed becomes tummy, the rope also becomes tummy? As we said, the rope in and itself is not makabel tumah. It's only makabel tumah as part of the bed. So at what point in the weaving process is it a considered an attachment to the bed, so now it's part of the bed and would become tummy if the bed becomes tummy? The mission answers me, when we weave three grits of the rope onto the bed, at that point the chevel is considered part of the bed and would become tummy with the bed. Even the part of the chevel that we hadn't yet woven onto the bed would also become tummy together with the bed. Somebody is weaving a rope onto a bed, and he sees that the rope's going to be too short. So he ties the second rope to the first rope so that the second rope also can be woven onto the bed. Now, as we said, when the rope is starting to be woven onto the bed, after three grids are woven, the chevel considered part of the bed, and when the bed becomes tummy, the rope also becomes tummy. But the second rope that's attached to the first rope will not become tummy. The Mishnah says that somebody who touches from the kasher, from the knot, inwards, meaning to say he touches the first rope, then he would become tummy. The first rope becomes tummy with the bed, even though that part of the rope had not been woven yet onto the bed. But if he touches from the knot outwards, meaning he touches the second rope, he is tar. And the second rope, even though he plans on weaving that rope onto the bed also, does not become tummy together with the bed. It's not considered a chibur to the bed. So therefore, only if he touches minat kesher lefinim from the knot inwards, even though the part of the knot that he touches is the second rope, that part of the second rope would become tummy, since it's part of the knot that's tied onto the first rope. Nime akesher. And again, b'tzorcho tummy. The frayed edges of the knot. When you tie a second rope to the first rope, when we see that the first rope is not going to be enough, and we said if the mita becomes tummy, then the first rope plus the knot becomes tummy with it. And the knot has frayed edges, it has threads sticking out from it. As when we tie the two ropes together, we don't tie them right at the end, so there are pieces of thread sticking out from the knot. Are those pieces of thread considered part of the knot? And when the mita becomes tummy, those threads also become tummy. So the Mishnah says, if you touch a part of the thread that is the tzarech of the knot, that those threads are needed so that the knot does not loosen, then you are tummy, as those threads would become tummy together with the knot and the rope and the mita. The kamahut tzarech. How much of those threads is considered the tzarech necessary for the knot so the knot does not loosen? Rabbi Huda Aimer Shalosh Tzvos. Rabbi Huda said 3 finger widths of those threads are considered a tzarech necessity for the knot, so therefore 3 finger widths of those threads would become tummy along with the knot in the first row if the mita becomes tummy.